Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it,
squatch it.
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com, and remember, the party starts at Rupers.
And we have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the owner of Honeybee Healing Hive Yoga and Wellness, Melissa St. Pierre. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today. It is a very exciting time for you.
It is.
You're hanging drywall.
I know.
You're doing all kinds of stuff.
Life goals happening.
Life goals. We are going to talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, August 28th.
The Sun Journal reports that Auburn Mayor Jeff Harmon will run unopposed in his bid for a second term this November. Harmon replaced three-term mayor Jason Levesque in 2023. He said much has been accomplished during his first term and added, quote, "We have just begun."
About two dozen Lewiston residents attended Tuesday's public meeting at City Hall to discuss the search for a new police chief. The city is looking within the Lewiston PD and has also advertised the position nationally. City Administrator Brian Kainrath said a shortlist may be ready by October.
Governor Mills is still contemplating a run for U.S. Senate next year. Mills would join a field of nine other candidates that have declared their intention to unseat five-term Senator Susan Collins in Washington.
And the Auburn Public Library is seeking input on its strategic planning process. A survey open to residents and non-residents is available at auburnpubliclibrary.org. Results will be used to guide the process of making APL the best it can be for our community. Now it's time for the weather.
Oh, how about that weather?
How about that weather?
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. It's so beautiful outside today. It's blue skies and sunshine with a high of 74 and a low of 50. Kind of a perfect day.
Sign me up for this day.
Sign me up. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of afternoon showers, high 68 with a low of 55, and partly sunny on Saturday with highs approaching 70.
And for sports, we're going to bring in Alex with his sports jingle.
Oh, nice.
Have you heard it yet?
I think so, yeah.
All right, here it is.
Patriots, Bruins, Red Sox, and Celtics are the best New England professionals.
Yeah, he went a cappella.
He sure there. Did.
In sports, Sadon Rafaela's two-run homer in the top of the ninth gave the Red Sox a 3-2 win over the Baltimore Orioles. They'll play again this afternoon in Baltimore with Garrett Crochet on the bump for Boston. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 28th, shall we?
Okie dokie.
Alrighty then. We're going to start off with Honey Boo Boo.
Oh.
Alana Thompson.
Oh.
Melissa, are you familiar with the Honey Boo Boo?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Honey Boo Boo is 20 years old today.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
She was on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. And she was on Toddlers and Tiaras. And her parents are named Sugar Bear.
Oh.
And Mama June.
Oh.
Mama sounds June? Right.
Yeah. Sounds right. Okay. Country singer Leanne Rimes.
Oh.
43 years old today.
Well, baby Leanne.
She's also a songwriter and an actress. Mm-hmm. And little known fact, married to Busta Rimes.
No. No.
Look at her name.
You silly. She's married to Eddie Cibrian.
Oh.
Because she stole him.
She stole him?
She stole him.
Is there drama?
There's so much drama.
What happened?
Scandalous.
He was married when they met, and she stole him.
From?
His wife, I think.
I
don't know if he was married to anyone famous at the time. I just know he was married when they met, and they've been married for a long time now.
Maybe she would have had a lot less drama if she did, in fact, marry Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, you know what? She probably would have.
Yeah. Actor and singer Jack Black.
Oh, yeah.
56 years old today.
I love him.
Lead singer of Tenacious D.
Yeah.
He was also in one of your favorite movies.
Yep. High Fidelity, one of his best characters. And I think it really wasn't even a character because I feel like that's just who he is as a person.
Right.
He was so good at that movie.
Yeah.
I just read something recently about him and Jack White. So Jack Black and Jack White teaming up to do some kind of a cover or something. I don't
know what it was. They should cover Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, that would be pretty funny, actually.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be pretty funny.
Jack was the lead in School of Rock and Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
Right? Yeah. Those were good. Another country singer celebrating birthday number 60 today, Shania Twain.
Oh, let's go, girls.
There you go.
Yeah.
She took the world by storm.
Aw.
And she's still going strong.
She's pretty awesome.
Speaking of pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like our transitions, Melissa? We're like professionals, right?
<That's perfect>.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, I love her.
64 years old today. Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom. My snap was all over the place. She was so good in that movie, Legally Blonde. You guys remember? I want a hot dog real bad. She was so funny.
She's in a lot of great movies. She was in... Oh, Best in Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, with Christopher Guest.
Yeah, and A Mighty Wind, too.
Yep.
And she's recently become successful with White Lotus. It's an HBO series. I haven't watched it, but everybody's always talking about it. I've seen clips of it, and she doesn't even say anything. She's funny. I don't know if it's meant to be funny or not, but it's pretty funny.
And rounding out FBBs for August the 28th is one half of the Wet Bandits. Daniel Stern is 68 years old today.
Yeah.
You remember him from Home Alone?
Yeah.
He was Marv.
Marv.
Right alongside Joe Pesci.
You know, the next dog I have, I want to name him Marv.
Marv. It's a good name for a dog. He was also in Home Alone 2, and he voiced, I didn't even know this.
I didn't either.
He was the voice of adult Kevin Arnold on the TV series The Wonder Years.
I didn't know that. Huh. How about that?
And he voiced Dilbert in the animated series.
Dilbert.
Okay. Yeah, he's done some things.
He's been in some stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, you wet bandit. Now, those are your FBBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Whew.
Yeah.
It takes me a minute to recover from how good that song is.
I like your choice of word.
24 years ago in 2001, Mary J. Blige released her fifth album, No More Drama, featuring her first number one hit, Family Affair.
All right, Mary J.
No drama. But speaking of drama, 29 years ago in 1996, Prince Charles and Princess Diana were officially divorced after 15 years of marriage.
Who saw that coming?
Everyone.
Oh.
Everyone did. She was miserable from the moment they met. What? That poor woman. 39 years ago in 1986, Tina Turner received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah, she did. It was a year after she was in Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome and 2 years after her big comeback album, Private Dancer.
Go Tina.
Go Tina.
She's a bad mamma jamma.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. 61 years ago in 1964, after a show in New York, the Beatles allegedly went backstage with Bob Dylan and smoked weed for the very first time.
Aha!
Cannabis.
And I think that scene was recreated in the film Walk Hard.
Oh, yeah, it was.
The Dewey Cox story.
Get out of here, Dewey. You don't want any of this.
One of the greatest cinematic marvels I have seen in my lifetime.
So funny.
Have you seen that one, Melissa? Oh, highly recommended.
62 years ago in 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. declared, "I have a dream," to 250,000 people in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. And 118 years ago in 1907, two Seattle teenagers started up a local delivery service called American Messenger Company. Today, Jim Casey and Claude Ryan's little company is known as UPS.
So that worked out pretty good.
I guess that turned out okay for them. Yeah.
Young gents.
Those two teenagers from Seattle.
There you go.
There it is. There's your OTDs.
And FBBs for August the 28th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now, we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, owner of Honeybee Healing Hive Yoga and Wellness. Melissa St. Pierre joins us in studio, and we mentioned at the top of the show, it is a very exciting time for you. You're hanging drywall, you're taping, you're mudding.
That's right.
And a lot of excitement happening in Auburn.
Yeah, all my dreams are coming true.
I
love spackle more than life itself.
Who doesn't?
Really?
Right?
I mean, who just doesn't love a good spackling?
There's a soundbite. So, Melissa, tell us what all the excitement is at 170 Main Street in Auburn. What's happening?
Yeah, so I will be opening a brick-and-mortar studio at 170. I signed the lease. I got zoning board approval recently, and it will be opening mid-September.
That is awesome.
It is.
So what is going to be happening inside that building?
Yeah. So other than spackling, eventually we'll be running yoga classes, wellness circles, those kinds of things.
Honeybee Healing Hive Yoga and Wellness. When did this all begin?
Oh, well, I mean, in my brain, it began years ago. It was something I'd always thought about for a long time. But I officially became a business back in 2022, and I've been teaching yoga classes out of rec centers, out of parks, you know, wherever I can rent space or find space. Mm-hmm. And earlier this year, heard about a space that was going to open up, and so here we are.
I'm not sure if this is your tagline or not, but on your website, it says modern psychology meets ancient yoga.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So my background is in psychology. I have a PhD in educational psychology, a master's in clinical and counseling psychology, and a bachelor's in rehabilitation psychology. And why not? I'm back in school to get.
There's nothing left for you to earn.
What are you doing? I am not licensed to do therapy despite all of that.
And oh, wow. That's kind of wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my master's is from my 20s. And when I first graduated, I was 25. And I thought, I can't be a therapist. Like, I was a 25-year-old, you know, supposed to help people with, like, really big issues in life. Yeah. So I kind of veered away and went into higher education. And last year thought, well, what would it take to get licensed to do therapy here? And it was only a few classes. And so I'm back at USM to get licensure. And next summer, I'll sit for the exam and be able to do counseling.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you can combine these two forms of healing.
That's right. That's right. I tell people for a long time, I sought my own answers in a textbook, right? Like, how can I intellectualize? How can I think through my problems? And in 2019, I added that yoga certification. And that's really where the mind and body, like, fully connected for me. Mm-hmm. It's all connected.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
I say all the time, the brain is like really smart, but also really dumb. And so the brain's job is to keep us alive, to make sure we're safe. So whether we're aware of it or not, our brain is always looking around our environment, looking for threats. And is everything okay? And is there anything I need to worry about? And sometimes without us even noticing, the brain will activate. It could be a sound. It could be a smell. It could be, you know, a certain spot in town that kind of activates this threat system in your body. So the brain has like the thinking track, which is slower, and then we have the emotional track, which is really fast acting. And so sometimes our emotions react, our body reacts, and that fight or flight is activated before our thinking brain has had time to process. And so what yoga does is, I call it Jedi mind tricks. When we're panicked or in fight or flight, we're breathing fast. We have cortisol going through our system. So in yoga, we are slowing down. We're taking really deep, slow breaths and kind of telling our brain, you're safe. There's nothing you need to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
with the physical postures, it's helping to move the stress hormones, the cortisol, the adrenaline physically through your body. Wow. Yeah, it's a beautiful practice.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I have heard the term intentional breathing before.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So it's just bringing that first awareness to your breathing. So how do you breathe naturally? Do you tend to take shorter, more shallow breaths towards, you know, the upper chest? Or do you take fuller, slower, like full body, full torso breaths? And so with intentional breathing, we're just really focusing on how we're taking in our breath. Powerful stuff. Yeah.
It is.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It does make a difference, too. Like, if you just take a few, stop and take a few deep breaths. I do that at work because I'll find that I'm like, this is a funny thing to do, but clenching my abdominal muscles or clenching my back muscles in that feeling of unaware of the fact that I'm doing it.
That's right.
And it's tension and stress. And if you just stop and you just take those deep breaths and say, okay, body, you're cool. Like, everything's fine. You're sitting at a desk. Sometimes I have to say that to myself. You're sitting at a desk in an office. You are safe. Just do what you're doing, you know, and that just that repeat, like sometimes I have to repeat it until my body is like, oh, okay. But when you're doing yoga, you don't have to give yourself that message. It's just like your body just recognizes, oh, yes, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is that feeling.
That's right. And they're really subtle movements. Like, you know, right now, where is your jaw? Can you relax that? Our shoulders tend to, you know, crunch up to our ears. Mm. How do we relax that? You know, relaxing your hips down into your chair. Mm-hmm.
That's
very
a big
subtle
one.
Movements.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you say that's subtle, but just relaxing your hips down into your chair makes, makes you feel more settled.
Grounded.
It's such a good feeling. I like to shift my sits bones.
Sits bones?
Right. Sits bones.
Like
to
shift them a little bit. I love yoga.
Yeah.
I do too. I try to get my significant other is a hockey guy. And so everything in his body is really, really tight. And I love to watch him do the practice with me because you can see, like, we go to the beach and we do it on the beach and he's, you know, he fumbles a little in the sand or whatever. But as we start to do it, you can see, like, there's places in his body that were really tight when we started and have just sort of settled down as he's, like, listening to the breeze and the water and the waves and just starting to get his body stretched out. And by the end, you know, watching him sit a little bit more comfortably and not be quite so compact and tight is such a nice thing to see.
Yeah.
That must be very rewarding for you to watch people come in with that tension and then leave with that.
It is. Yeah.
That feeling.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes people will have an emotional release on the mat. And, you know, in Shavasana, which is our final pose of just laying flat, you know, I'll see people wipe away tears because they're just able to just let go. They're not on guard and tense and stressed, and they're able to just relax and let the emotions flow. So I know it's a great class when people leave crying.
That's a funny way of looking at it, but it's true. Is that true of therapy sessions too?
Same, yeah, one and the same. You didn't cry today. What's wrong?
What's going on?
You can't leave until I see at least one tear.
In both practices.
That's right.
You are helping people live their most authentic, joy-filled lives.
I hope so. Yeah, yeah.
That seems like a process.
It is.
Especially for someone like me.
You're not paying me to do therapy, Mark. And I'm not qualified yet, but come see me next year.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, I think we internalize kind of how we're supposed to be in this world, right? We get these messages from an early age, from our parents, from the world, from our schools. You know, what career should we pursue? What should make us happy? Mm. And, you know, when we spend decades internalizing and getting those messages, it takes time to unravel. And so how can we learn to ignore that noise from what's around us to really then drop into our authentic selves? And I think that's what yoga does. You know, when people show up, my first statement is, this is your practice. What I'm offering is a guide for you. If you want to lay on your mat for an hour, by all means, do that. But it's really about, you know, listening to your internal voice. What do you need in that moment? And following that. And it's hard in our world to do, especially when we're stressed. You know, the other thing about this fight or flight and being stressed is our thinking shuts down. So problem solving, decision making, they become exponentially harder, if not impossible, when we're stressed, because we're just working out of that emotional brain and trying to stay alive. So, yeah, when we can reset and regulate our nervous system and take that intentional breath, we can really start to hear our inner voice better.
I see that you're doing yoga in the park.
Yes, this is really exciting. So the Maine Resiliency Center is sponsoring me, and it's in collaboration with the Lewiston Recreation Department, which means it's free for the entire community. Mm-hmm. So we're taking a little break for Labor Day on Monday, and then we'll pick back up for 4 Mondays in September, 5:30 to 6:30 in Samard Payne Park. It's a very gentle practice. All levels are welcome. And we've had a really great group of people come this summer.
So if you're curious about yoga,
drop in.
And if it can benefit you, obviously it can. I think yoga is undefeated in benefiting people, right? Yeah. If they do it properly.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot of misconceptions about it. You know, I think some people will say, oh, it's too easy. You're just stretching. And then I say, well, take a vinyasa or, you know, a hot yoga class.
Yeah, ashtanga.
That's right, ashtanga. Yeah, ashtanga, I'm not
that's
there.
That's not stretching.
No.
That's exercise.
That's right. And then other people say, oh, I'm not flexible enough. It's too hard. And then I say, well, one, we practice yoga to get flexible. Or two, then take a yin or a restorative or even a slow flow. So there's just something for everybody there.
I'm putting you on my schedule for yoga in the park.
Great. It'll be an ashtanga that night, though.
Okay. I love ashtanga. I love ashtanga.
I might, too, if I knew what it was.
Oh, it's a lot of core.
Oh,
it's a lot of core work, a lot of planking.
Yeah.
And, I can plank.
Yeah, you can. He's a great planker, actually.
It's just an hour of planking, so.
All right.
Basically, yeah.
Like straight?
No. Yeah, no breaks.
You take
no
breaks. My goodness.
It's fun.
No, the Monday night is really accessible to everybody. Yeah. And again, if we're in a pose that you think, oh, this just isn't what I need, by all means, just take whatever feels best for you. Right.
This reminds me of something that I keep hearing the young people say, and that's the go touch grass.
Yes.
Right? Have you heard that?
I have.
And I just,
I'm one of those young people.
Are you?
So,
yeah. Young people. I just think that doing yoga outside is a next level thing.
That's right. So, I mean, I'm a social scientist. I'm a psychologist by training. And so I'm really drawn to research. And some people think, oh, this is just woo-woo stuff, right? But there is research that supports these benefits. And so, you know, if you're having panic or deep anxiety, like kicking your shoes off and just standing in grass can really help you feel calm and grounded.
And doing yoga outside, probably the same.
It is. And it's beautiful. We practice right by the river. Even the really hot days, we had like the loveliest breeze. It was great. Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm very excited for that.
If you're interested, you can register at honeybeehealinghive.com. And I'm sure all the info is right there.
It is.
Everything.
That's right.
That everyone needs to know.
I love the name.
Thank you.
Honeybee Healing.
Where did it come from?
Well, so Melissa means honeybee. So that's the first part. In terms of healing, you know, just in my own life, having to heal from things and how yoga really was a part of helping me get through some of those tough times. And the idea of Hive is community. People get healthier. People get better. People find their authentic joy in community with other people. So that's the name.
Love it. You are getting ready to open up.
I am.
You're going to open your doors.
I am.
Next month.
That's right.
That's happening.
It is happening.
How's your contractor feeling about that?
My contractor slash husband is actually very excited. He is just my biggest supporter in life. Really, really, you know, takes care of me at home and takes care of the household in order to enable me to do these things. So just my biggest cheerleader in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, he's great.
Aww.
And you two flip houses, too. I think you shared before we started recording.
Yeah. So
this is not new to you.
This is not.
This renovation.
No.
That is a test of a relationship as well.
I said that to Mark. Yeah. You know that you have a strong marriage when you can renovate entire houses together and still love each other deeply on the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But have you ever worked in this capacity where it's you're about to open a business?
No. No. This is definitely a new, you know, to have a brick and mortar is entirely new.
What has the process been like for you? seeing your dream come to fruition?
Oh, gosh. You know, the night that I got zoning approval, I just rode that high for days. I mean, it's just such an incredible feeling. I mean, in my early 20s, I just remember having this dream. But again, like the noise of other people in life sort of...
You can't do this. You should do that. Why are you doing
exactly,
that?
Yeah. Exactly. I sometimes think of it as like being a jellyfish in the ocean and just the wave takes you wherever. And so... to now, like, come back to my authentic self is just really powerful. It's a dream, really, and doesn't feel real at times. It's just such an incredible opportunity.
Mm. And it's going to be 100% yours. You're it's not mine. Walking it. You didn't buy somebody else's
That's
business.
Right.
This is built from the ground
this
up.
This is mine. You know, the name is mine. I started this a couple years ago, just running it out of the house, and it's just incredible. I'm so honored and humbled, really.
And what an asset to the community as well.
Yeah. We need more yoga for sure.
I was just going to say, I don't think you can have too many yoga studios in a community. Everyone's schedule is so different and it's, you know, it can be hard to fit it into your life. But the more offers you have, the more opportunity for everyone.
That's right.
To take advantage.
And every studio has a different vibe and brings something different. And, you know, what I bring is a really strong background in mental health and addictions and happiness research. So in my classes and my teaching, I really try to infuse this knowledge. And in my background, I was a professor of psychology, so I'm just used to teaching people. And that's the kind of information I try to infuse in courses.
You also seem like you have a really good sense of humor.
Thank you.
You don't take life too seriously.
Yeah, my husband probably doesn't agree with that, but you know.
Well, I've been in yoga studios before where everything felt, I don't mean this to sound disrespectful, frou-frou or just a little too like I wasn't enlightened enough to be there.
Right.
Not my current place that I practice, but in other places, particularly in Portland. And I never felt comfortable with that. And the studio that I found here, the person that I worked with and work with still, has a great sense of humor, is very grounded, can be that frou-frou, enlightened person also, but is also a very real human being. And I see that in you as well, and that's a good quality because I think that frou-frou enlightenment scares people away.
It does.
From the practice.
Yeah, it should be inclusive. Everybody should feel welcome, and everybody should feel welcome to come how they are, as they are. Mm. It's a process. It's a growth. And we got to make people feel welcomed in those spaces. Nobody, you know, nobody heals. Nobody gets better through shame, through criticism, through, you know, being talked down to. It's not how we get better. It's through community and love and accepting people for where they are.
Yeah. What is the physical space like? I mean, is it going to be...
Well, right now it is bright orange and pink.
Ooh.
Think Dunkin' Donuts colors.
Nice.
So that doesn't exactly scream yoga vibes. So, you know, right now we are just working again, had a little sheetrock to do, installing some shelving and then painting it some more calming, you know, earthy colors.
A little toned down.
Yeah, a little toned down. So it's just a perfect little space. And the front windows on that picture, you can see just these giant windows. It's just perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
You have yoga classes where you have live cello.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, this is just magical. Yeah. So once a month at Forever Wild in Brunswick, my cellist is Ellen Sullivan. And this is a very gentle restorative yoga. So we take maybe 8 poses total in an hour while Ellen plays the cello. And for me, the cello just moves through my soul. I mean, it's just really magical. And then we'll offer some here in Auburn, too, once the studio is up and running.
That's going to be so cool.
It is. It really is.
What a collaboration.
I know.
It's great.
Yeah.
And I'm also seeing crystal singing bowls.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah. So on September 21st, we only have a few seats left. So for any listeners who are interested, get on that. We'll do an hour yoga practice. Again, very gentle. Very easy, you know, stretches to regulate and relax our nervous system. And then a little bit of journaling. I think it's good to help, like, write and process anything that came up for you. And then Alyssa will play the crystal sound bowls for about 30 minutes while people are relaxing in that Shavasana pose.
Cool.
I'm learning all kinds of stuff this morning. I've never heard those terms before. Crystal singing bowls or sound bowls?
Oh, they're
bowls?
So beautiful.
They are.
Yeah.
Different sizes make a different tone, and where you run the, I don't know what you call the mallet part
wand,
of it.
Wand, yeah.
The wand. It makes a different sound, and it can be really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope to teach you your first yoga class someday.
Wonderful. I want to mention this to my wife because I think she'd be into it. I think I can get her to go if I tell her I'm going to go.
Yeah. So, oh, that would be great. Yeah. You know, and my husband, I would beg him for a long time to come do yoga because he would, you know, he's stiff and he does, you know, a lot of physical labor. And he would just, no, no. Because, you know, there, I think another misconception is yoga is for women.
Right.
And, you know, finally I just, you know, broke him down. And
which is what you have to do sometimes.
I mean, as a wife, that's my job, right?
It is kind of.
And I finally got him to come and now he just really appreciates the calm that he feels and then how it helps him stretch out the muscles and you know, and he'll say to me, like, if he doesn't practice for a couple weeks, like, oh, I really feel it. You know, he wakes up in the morning and just feels more stiff, and if he has more of a regular practice, he really feels it. So yeah, it's great.
And I am noticing too, the Crystal Singing Bowls, as Melissa mentioned, is on September 21st at your new location.
That's right.
At 170 Main Street. So just make sure your contractor knows that.
He does. Yeah.
Okay. He's not far from now.
Although he doesn't always listen, but
he's got less
than
a month.
That's right.
To get this together.
Good Lord.
That's right. Talk about
he's
stress.
He's going to be in the back of the yoga studio painting while we're doing practice. Don't mind me.
Melissa, what are your goals with this new space? What do you hope to accomplish here?
You know, I really just want to bring yoga to the community. I really want people to understand what a healing practice this can be and really how it can help you in your everyday life. For me, it helps me be less reactive. So when I'm feeling stressed at work or I'm frustrated, I just am able now to, like, take that deep breath, relax the muscles, and instead of, like, you know, shooting off an email in response, I just don't have to do that. So I really hope people are able to come and sort of experience all of the benefits that yoga can bring to us and so they can live a healthier, happier life.
Can't argue with that.
Nope.
That's wonderful.
Thanks.
Where were you from originally?
So I'm a Jersey girl. Mm-hmm. I was born there, but most of my adult life was in Philadelphia, so that's really where I call home, West Philly.
That explains.
Oh, West Philadelphia. Not born, but raised.
That's right. That's right.
You spend most of your days on a playground?
The playground is where I spend most of my days.
Yeah.
That's right.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing.
Yeah.
All cool.
That's right.
That explains the Phillies water bottle.
That's right. Yeah, and it's water, not water.
I don't remember what word you said, but I was like, oh, she's definitely from Pennsylvania.
That's right. Water is really what gets it's everyone. Water. It's the first clue.
Gotcha.
Water.
When did wellness become a focus of yours?
Yeah, I mean, probably not until my adult life. I definitely, you know, for most of my life, I've had anxiety. And I can see things I did as a kid that were like anxious tendencies, but I wasn't self-aware to understand that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as a teenager, as a young adult, I was just super stressed, always overwhelmed. I had problems sleeping a lot, you know, and I would go to a doctor and they would be like, well, here, take some melatonin but it wasn't really getting to the root cause of the issue. And even in my 20s, I wasn't aware. I didn't have that self-awareness. And then in my 30s, I think is when I really began to wake up and kind of realize, like, whose life am I living? What path am I on? And so probably like late 30s, I would say, is when it really started to shift. It was definitely a hard time. I was working full time. I was going for my PhD, just that constant overwhelm, constant anxiety. And so really in 2019 is when I added that yoga training. And that's really when things started to make more sense. You know, I understood logically. I had all the answers from the, you know, textbooks I read. I taught psychology, so I would teach people these things. But it really was in 2019 when I started to more internalize it for myself and really woke up.
What does yoga do for you?
it helps me feel so grounded. Like I said, I can respond and not react to things. It helps me sit with difficult emotions. I think that was the other thing I struggled with my life is how do you sit with discomfort, with anxiety, with sadness? So it lets me just be present with these emotions and not have to escape them. I never feel bad after a yoga practice. I just know that if I show up to the mat and I do a practice, I'm just going to leave on such a natural high. It helps my sleep. You know, for a long time, I really had problems sleeping because, again, all that cortisol is meant to speed you up. And so it helps me sleep at night. I listen to a yoga nidra meditation every night I'm asleep in like seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and I, like I said, I had anxiety for my entire life and it's pretty much gone now.
Wow.
I'm not to say it's like I don't get nervous or worry. You know, being here today is certainly, you know, heightens that fight or flight, but my anxiety is like practically gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does yoga have a similar impact on you, Sarah?
I always leave feeling like my body is longer. I don't know how to explain that. Just like everything feels longer and fuller.
Yeah.
And I also feel my brain is a little quieter because Mark knows me pretty well. I always have 1,000 different browsers open in my brain at once. And so going to yoga and just even just taking that 1 hour of time, even if I just sat in the yoga studio and didn't move, I do think I would feel more like myself, like a little less scattered.
It changes your brain. It changes the neural connections. And it's funny that you say longer because if I do a flow on like one side and then I put us into child's pose, I'll say, notice the difference. And one leg feels longer.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You also keep a blog on your website?
Yeah.
Melissa's Musings?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not so active on there. I really post a lot on social media. One of my goals there is really to share with people, again, that connection of psychology. You know, people think yoga is woo-woo and, you know, but there's a real science behind it. And so what does the science of psychology tell us about the real benefits? These are like research-backed benefits that yoga can bring.
5 ways to find motivation is, I think, your most recent post, and I'm going to be reading that one.
Yeah, yeah. Motivation's hard. Actually, my dissertation was on motivation theory, so I don't have all the answers. I didn't find the magic trick, but, you know, there are strategies that we can do. Sleep in your yoga clothes, so when you get up, you just are already dressed. I also find like pre-registering for courses is my number one. If I'm like, oh, just wake up and go in the morning, I don't always talk myself into going. But if I've registered for that class, I'm going to go. Finding a yoga buddy, you know, an accountability buddy. And, you know, social time with other people increases happiness. So it's like a win-win. You have someone keeping you accountable.
That's how I have maintained my gym membership for so long.
Yeah.
We have to sign up to go to the gym. And if I didn't have to do that, I might wake up and be like, meh.
Yeah, you just talk yourself out of it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good
advice.
when you've committed, when you've paid, you follow through.
Yep. I just signed up for your yoga class in the park, but I can only come to 2 of them.
That's okay. You're welcome at as many as you can come to.
What do I need to do to prepare for a yoga class?
This is a good question. So you see these Instagram, you know, influencers who have like the perfect outfit. You don't need any of that. Dress comfortably.
Okay.
You know, so come in your pajamas if you want. Just as long as you can move and feel comfortable. Having a yoga mat is great, but you could practice right on the grass. You don't even need a yoga mat.
Bring a towel even.
You could, a blanket towel. In studio, I'll have all the props and mats, so even there you won't need to bring anything at all. Definitely bring a bottle of water. It's good to take a few sips.
A bottle of what?
Water. That's right. from your Phillies bottle. I just turned the entire audience off with mention of Phillies.
No, if it was the Yankees.
Okay. Yeah, we would be out of here, but the Phillies is fine.
Yeah, we can deal with the Phillies. It's not a problem.
No, not a problem.
So yeah, no judgment there. You just show up in comfortable clothing.
That's right. That's right.
Bring a mat or a towel.
That's right.
Lay on the grass.
Yeah, and it's just been a really great group of people that we've had come. So I had 3 new people come this Monday, so that's always really exciting. And they were new to yoga too, so it was great to introduce them.
Awesome. Is there anything else about your practice or your new business that you would like folks to know? I know it's a loaded question, but we always like to ask it at the end of the interview, so you're not walking out of here going, oh, they didn't ask me this, or I should have said that.
Should have said, I mean, I'm going to do that anyway,
right,
that's how my brain goes. Yeah.
Right, but now you can't blame us.
Yeah.
And that's all we care about.
I think just that wasn't in the disclaimer.
No, just that you can be sound bitten.
You know, I think if that little voice is telling you you can't do yoga or it's not for me, just try it. You know, the Monday classes are free, so it's not like you're spending anything beyond your time just to show up. Truly, if you just came and laid on the mat for an hour, I have no problem. I mean, in fact, it makes me feel better when people go rogue and do their own thing because I know they feel comfortable enough to drop into what their body needs. So if you're somebody who's like, oh, I thought about it for a long time or maybe never thought about it and heard this, give it a try. It's a really powerful practice.
All right. And you're there for guidance if
that's right.
We need it.
Yeah, that's right. I'm there to help.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Melissa, we like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions,
right,
where we ask you questions that have nothing to do with anything we've talked about.
All right. Sounds great.
We just want to get to know you a little better. If there was a movie made about your life, what would be the one scene that people would talk about on the way home?
You know, I think something you know, I'm from West Philly, as we talked about, and my husband and I lived there almost 20 years. And, you know, COVID times were rough in the city. Everything shut down. And one day we looked at each other and said, let's move. Where do you want to go? And we threw a dart and moved to Maine. Yeah, yeah. Metaphorical dart. It wasn't a real thing.
You're just like, this looks good.
But we did. And, you know, like, just a silly, funny little story. I've never met another St. Pierre in my life. The only St. Pierre I knew was, like, George St. Pierre, the boxer. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And literally threw a dart and moved here. And there's St. In case you didn't know.
So
they're
many.
Everywhere.
They're yeah. Everywhere. I work with one.
Yeah. So, you know, I share that just as, like, inspiration of – like, live your life. It was the best decision we made.
Yeah. That's a great scene.
Yeah, that is
thanks.
A great scene.
I love it.
Thanks. I wanted to come up with something funny, but again, thinking shut down. So
no, that
that's
was
what
great.
You got.
Can I ask why Maine?
No idea.
No
just,
idea.
Yeah, just it sounded beautiful. It was not the city. My little fun fact is the city of Philadelphia has 1.5 million people, and the state of Maine is like 1.3. So just to go from that, you know, we were in our block had like 60 homes on it, and we just wanted more green space, a slower pace of living. And so we said, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Here we are.
Don't tell the others.
I know. That's I know. Right. And I'm sorry I'm from away.
Oh, Philly's loss is our gain.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Yeah, 100%. All right. My question's really tough.
Oh.
What's your least favorite fruit?
My least favorite fruit? You guys are really digging deep today.
That's what we do.
I don't know if I can bare my soul this way to strangers.
Dig deep.
My least favorite, probably peaches.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're furry.
Yeah.
Is that why?
I don't know. I mean, I think probably just growing up with like the canned peaches. I mean, probably like a real live peach would be different. But yeah, I don't know.
No.
That's, yeah.
I don't like
thing.
Peaches either.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're my least favorite fruit, but I don't know. I don't like them.
All right, Melissa, putting your professional skills aside, what could you teach someone to do today with 100% certainty?
Spackle and drywall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I do make a good assistant there when it comes to renovations. So maybe the answer is how to be a good assistant, how to anticipate the contractor's needs and be there.
All right. Good stuff.
Yes.
All right. Melissa, you survived three random
you
questions.
You did it.
Woo. She's wiping the sweat from her brow.
It was stressful. I felt like I was on Jeopardy.
But the answers are all right.
We have much better prizes. I think
I was
going
to say, where's my prize?
Yeah, we have a Lunch Bunch sticker for you.
Yeah.
For,
you win.
For again, passing. Another dream come true.
Woo!
You can use it to cover up the Phillies logo on your water bottle.
It's watermark.
Oh, water.
Water.
On your water bottle. I'm sorry.
Water.
My bad. Melissa, we hope you had fun. You've been a delight.
Absolutely. Yes, thanks.
Thank you so much. She is Melissa St. Pierre, owner of Honeybee Healing Hive Yoga and Wellness. And you can find her at 170 Main Street in Auburn. Not today, but very soon. She is opening in September. And check out the website, honeybeehealinghive.com, and follow her on Facebook and Instagram.
That's right.
And I'm sure you're going to share your opening date. And it's very exciting.
It is. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. This is great.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We would like to thank Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.
And I will say, I have.